An oil tanker left the East Libyan port of Tobruk yesterday. It's carrying what's believed to be the first shipment of crude oil from rebel-held territory since fighting shut down exports last month. It's not clear who the buyer is, but the shipment marks a milestone for opposition forces battling Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. For more on this, we called Samuel Cishuk. He's Senior Middle East and North Africa Energy Analyst at IHS Energy, and we reached him at his office in London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I gather this ship could hold around 1 million barrels of crude. How much would that be worth, and who will be getting the money for this oil?
Well, it seems like this is the first shipment which the rebels actually will be getting money from. And I mean, the value of it is fairly close to the Brent price. So, it would be somewhere around, $120 a barrel.
Times 1 million barrels of oil.
Of course, yes.
So what do we know about the buyer? It's unclear exactly who it is, but what is known?
Well, not too much, to be honest, and it's quite normal in oil trading circles of to try to keep things a bit under wrap, in order not to, raise anticipations in particular local markets, for instance. And of course, added to that, there is some political risk involved here. There's some still potential fears that sanctions could be applied, etc. So the buyer clearly doesn't want to step forward here. There's been a lot of rumors around in the market that the cargo might be heading towards China, but that a European trader would be involved sort of in actually having bought the cargo and then going to market it. And we still don't know whether Qatar, which appeared to step in last week and say that we are willing to market the oil on behalf of the rebels, we don't know if they have actually been involved here.
Now, before the crisis, Libya was exporting more than 1.5 million barrels every single day. Does this shipment mean eastern Libya under rebel control is open to international oil trade?
No, I think that's to say a bit too much. Hopefully, from the opposition's point of view, we will be seeing more cargoes coming out. But this is still a trickle compared to what Libya was producing. The rebels claim that they can produce at a sustained rate of 100, 120,000 barrels a day. But even that, we do need to treat it with a bit of a pinch of salt, I think, because, there's been, firstly, we've seen some signs of potential fighting now taking place closer to the oil areas. Since the government forces likely want to go in and disrupt this flow, the rebels gaining their own independent revenue stream is quite a big strategic setback for the regime of Libya. So I think we're still quite a far way away from that. And of course, even if the rebels would be able to, run this little trickle of oil rather sustained, to actually grow it further, they would require, expatriate workforce to come back, more of the Libyan workers, educated workers to actually return out to the fields. They need to prove that they can secure them. And doing that will take probably a good few months.
Just finally, you'd mentioned that Qatar has said it will market Libyan crude for the rebels. How would that work?
Well, I mean, we don't know exactly because they haven't gone into detail. But if they chose to do so, they would play some form of middleman role, maybe stepping in, sort of buying the oil straight from the rebel oil company and then selling it to a third party. It might only be a paper transaction. They might actually, never actually lift the crude from Tobruk Marcel Habriga oil terminal in the east. But they would sort of take away that legal risk of the buyer sort of being potentially sued for breaking sanctions or something like that.
We've been speaking with Samuel Cishuk. He's Senior Middle East and North Africa Energy Analyst at IHS Energy in London. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.